Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your life connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
Good afternoon, everyone. You're listening live with Body, Mind, Spirit Radio on today's show, Body, Mind, Spirit News. It's 1 p.m. Eastern Time, and it is June 14th, 2016. You're listening live with myself, executive radio producer Courtney Overfield, and the wonderful Mary Beth Brownback Nelson, who is our advertising director. Mary Beth, are you there?
Hi, Courtney. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
Okay. It's like the commercial. Can you hear me now? How are you doing today, Courtney?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
Oh, real good. I mean, it could be warmer. It's a little bit allergy time, but it's that time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, and here in Michigan, you never know what you're going to get. Today it'll rain, tomorrow it'll snow, and then next week it'll be 90.
Exactly. Like last Saturday was pretty hot. So I guess I'll enjoy this.
Well, before we start talking about this month's guide and all of the new goodies that we have going on, I know you'll join me, but I wanted to take a couple of minutes to talk about the shooting down in Orlando. And to really send out some energy to those victims and to those families who lost, you know, somebody very dear to them. So you've heard about the shooting, correct?
Definitely, and it's such a tragedy, and I sent healing love for their souls to transition into the white light and for the family members who have lost loved ones. Because, you know, what a shock to the person and the soul that's crossing over with such a sudden end to their life, and then the shock that the family's had accepting this loss and dealing with this loss. So mm-hmm. I've definitely sent healing love continually to the souls and their families.
Yeah, you know, I took the time to do that as well, and I did something that I normally never do. I actually turned on the news. I don't watch the news because I pick up on everything so deeply that it affects me. I get really agitated, very upset when I watch the news, but I did turn it on because I wanted to understand and know more about the situation than what I was just seeing on social media. And it's very devastating. It's very devastating to see something like that, especially, you know, event that they're saying is one of the biggest, mass shootings in the United States. That's just, you know, it hits a deep chord, I think, with all of us. But, you know, I want to put out there that us here at the Guide and in the radio station and, you know, we think about that too. You know, even though we're a spiritual community and we're a holistic community, we feel those things very deeply, and we are all sending out prayers and energy and healing love and light to those people. You know, we think about that too, and we want everybody to know that we're sending that support as well.
And, you know, if we could all do random acts of kindness for each other and accept each other as we are. I mean, it sounds corny, but just the random acts of kindness, you know, to people in stores or having more patience with each other is just a small thing that maybe we could all do in their honor.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I'm one of those people that I always try to look at the positive out of the negative. And I know that there's not a lot of positive to see in this situation, in most people's eyes, because they're looking at it going 50 lives lost because of what, you know. But I do try to look at the positive side that so many people have stepped forward to donate blood because of this. Including, you know, they said down in Orlando that they needed blood transfusions for some of the people who were injured, because there's still another 50 people in the hospital who are in critical condition or injured due to this. And they said that so many people have stepped forward to donate blood that they actually had to start giving out appointments for people to come back, you know.
Wow.
And there's so much solidarity with people on social media and networking, and even some of the people that I know, trying to do things and donate to the families and so forth. So I try to look at the positive. It is a crappy situation. It should have never happened. But I also think that people are trying to see the positive in it and trying to, put the light on the fact that it doesn't matter what you are, who you are, what you practice, what you preach, and who you love, something like this just shouldn't occur, period. And that's a beautiful thing.
Right. And just like out of your own personal tragedies in your life, sometimes, the biggest lessons and the biggest wisdom can come out of that. And you've got to, look at the positive and move forward to try to heal the families and help the victims that are in the hospital. So it is, yes, a good way to look at it.
Yes. So I just wanted to take a few minutes to talk about that. It's a big issue. It's a horrible issue, but if all of us take that time to show the love, send the prayers, we can make a difference. It's time to make a change. Especially when it comes to things like that, this, it's very hard to see the social media on it right now, especially when people who are just throwing out there, gun laws and terrorism and so forth and so on. And it's like, let's back up and worry about those lives lost and those people who are suffering right now. Everything else, as far as the gun laws and all that, that's not as significant as the fact that 50 people just died.
No, because law-abiding citizens who might have a firearm or a gun don't go shoot up a place. So, it's the choices, the evil choices of the individual that we need to figure out how to, the FBI kind of had a heads up. But maybe they need to have more of a process of follow-up on the people that they, suspect to control these situations. I know it's almost impossible, but like you said, something does have to change.
Correct. Well,
but definitely
moving on.
Sending healing love to all of them,
Yes. Yes, we're all doing that. And like I said, I just wanted to bring it up because this is an opportunity, even through radio, as the executive producer of the station, this isn't something that I can talk about when I have hosts running their shows. Body, Mind, Spirit News is an opportunity to talk about radio and the station as a whole. And I know that the station is a global station, so I know our listeners are listening from all states, all countries, and as a station, even as the guide, as a community, we want everybody to know that we're sending as much positive energy as possible in this time, and we're trying to be very supportive, and we are so sorry for your guys' losses, and we're very deeply sorry that people are, in a hospital right now suffering. That's not right either. So.
No.
But moving on to talk about the June issue and some changes with radio. First of all, the cover, it's very green. The one thing that I wanted to bring up right off the bat before I forget, we actually had a very large guest this month on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. We had Marianne Williamson. And she was live with us on June 9th, and that show is going to rebroadcast on June 28th. So she did a fabulous interview with one of our hosts, Barbara White, on her show Calling All Leaders and Healers, and she talked about her new book, Tears to Triumph, which was, it is an amazing book. I actually think that it's published and available as of today. I know it was being released, I think it was either yesterday or today, but the book is based around, depression and, the fact that not all of it is a mental illness, that there's a spiritual side to some of these things, and that the massive drug companies that are dishing out these pills, it's not the answer. It's not the only answer to deal with these types of things. So definitely check out that show. It is very, very deep.
And I really love the quote from her past book, A Return to Love. Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond all measure. I mean, mm-hmm. That's really a profound quote, from her previous book. So I can't wait to read Tears for Triumph.
Yes, Barbara had the opportunity to actually read the book before it was published,
uh-huh.
and I had the opportunity to talk to her a little bit about it before the show, and she said that it was very inspiring, that it was very, the way she described it was that it had a lot to it, that it was something that you would read once and more than likely go back and read again because you were afraid you were going to miss something.
Oh, that's definitely a good book then.
Yes. So she said that it was a very, very good book. And having Marianne was very, very enlightening. She is a very powerful speaker. She has this energy to her that you just feel straight through the network, straight through the phone, straight through the internet. So she was a wonderful guest. We were so thankful to have her. I know Barbara was very excited, and we hope that we have her back on in the future. She's always welcome here on Body, Mind, Spirit.
And that's wonderful. And people can go back and listen to it again and again, too. So that's always nice. And then I wanted to mention the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo at the Birch Run Expo Center. That's June 24th through the 26th. And it's going to be health and wellness practitioner and food and body workers and artwork and speakers. And you can go to worldofoneexpo.com, worldofoneexpo.com for more information. And the daily pass is just $10, and that's at Frankenmuth Exit 136 at the Birch Run Expo Center. That looks like it'd be a real fun event to attend.
Yes, and I noticed that we, with this issue, we're still considering continuing the farmer's market aspect. So, definitely visit your local farmer market for, local produce and organic and so forth. I know Farmington Farmers Market was featured in here, and they actually have a very beautiful farmers market. I've actually been out to theirs. So, and it's pretty big too. But theirs is actually pretty decently big, and there's a lot of different stuff out there. So, and they usually do a lot of different events and so forth. Like if you take a look, Saturday, June 11th, they'll have Beaumont Health there for free blood pressure, memory, and stroke screenings. They have some speeches. Some people will be speaking. They'll have a lot of different events. It's actually a really cool one to check out. Last year, I think it was, they had it going on the same time as one of the local businesses had their, fairy festival. So we actually went there, and then we went to the farmer's market, and it was really cool. I ended up coming home with so much stuff.
But it's good stuff.
Yeah, my husband's like, and when are we going to eat all that?
Quickly. That's funny. Those are good salsas and jams and homemade stuff that you just don't find.
Yes, and I love the natural honey. A lot of times you'll come across somebody there who will sell the natural honey, and they have their own bee farm or so forth, and oh my gosh, it's so good. It has I don't know if any of you out there are suffering with really bad allergies. I know Mary Beth brought it up, but natural honey actually helps you combat them. It actually is so full with the pollen and so forth of the bees that it actually helps your body start to adjust and overcome allergies. So a lot of times when I'm dealing with severe allergies, I drink a lot of tea with honey, or I will actually down a full teaspoon of honey. So yeah, honey is my favorite.
I'll have to check that out today and have some green tea with a couple of tablespoons of honey in it.
Yeah, you know, growing up, my grandmother, whenever I stayed at my grandmother's, if I was a little under the weather or if I had a really bad cough, she never fed me cough syrup. It was a teaspoon of honey. And it literally would soothe and calm the throat to where I would stop coughing.
And it's so good for you.
Yes. So honey is like a go-to. Man, you can put that on anything.
This is true.
So there's a lot of stuff going on in the June guide. What were some of your favorites this month?
Well, I learned something. I always learn something from our guide. On page 16, the story of Father's Day, of, you know, how it came about with Mrs. John Dodd of Washington, you know, proposed the idea of Father's Day in 1909, and, mm-hmm. you know, how Mr. Dodd raised the children by himself and was so selfless, and then how long it actually took for Father's Day to be a national holiday. Finally, in 1966, President Lyndon Johnson signed a presidential proclamation declaring the third Sunday of June as Father's Day. So I had never read that before, and I thought, well, that's an interesting fact that I didn't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, I think that sometimes we just kind of take the holidays for granted. We always we kind of forget where they come from.
Right.
You know, Mother's Day, Father's Day, President's Day, this day. You know, in America, we have a lot of freaking holidays.
we do.
I think
we like barbecue.
I've seen, and on social media, it's like, oh wow, today's National Donut Day. Who knew?
Oh, I gotta stay away from that.
every day there's a new one, but yeah, Father's Day is just as important as Mother's Day. You know, it's really interesting. In my family, my mom, Mother's Day kind of gets a little bit more attention than Father's Day. It's the nature of the business. Us women get more credit.
That's true.
Well, you know, kudos to all the fathers out there for doing an awesome job.
Yeah, definitely. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers and stepfathers and, you know, people that are father figures for kids.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of kudos to those who are single fathers out there and are trying their best.
Exactly.
Because, you know, that can be very stressful too. But, you know, awesome for them to step up and do that and be an awesome father. So happy Father's Day. Even if you're only the father of cats and dogs, you're still a father.
And then I wanted to mention on page 18, the Body, Mind, Spirit Holistic Festival of 2016, presented by Body, Mind, Spirit Guide and Unity of Livonia. So mark your calendars for October 1st from 10 to 5. And for practitioners that are interested, they're accepting applications right now. And you can go to unityoflivonia.org. for more information, mm-hmm. and that was October 1st, which happens to be a Saturday at Unity in Livonia.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to be doing that one, Mary Beth?
I am interested, so I'm actually going to go and look at the website, and I see there's 50 booths available, so it's something that I definitely would be interested. I just have to check my Google calendar and make sure I have availability.
Mm-hmm. I won't actually be at this one. The Spirit Fest Expo will be going on that day as well in Brownstown. I'll actually be part of that event. And they'll have readings and booths available there as well. So I'll actually be at that one.
So have you done that in the past too?
No, actually, this is going to be the first year I've done it. It's in a very exclusive event. There's only 14 vendors, and all of the vendors are all handmade. They do handmade spiritual product or one of a kind spiritual product. So it's a little bit more of an exclusive opportunity. But go to either one and have fun.
Exactly. You'll always learn something or have a good time or both.
Yeah, or go to one and then go to the other.
There you go.
Hey, that's the way I do. I like to event jump.
So where is the Brownstown? I mean, where is, what city is that?
I know it's in Brownstown, and they just had their the first one of the year in March. So
I just can't picture where that is, like location wise. Is it by?
I don't actually have the address on me right now.
Oh, okay. I was just curious. All right, sorry.
Hang on a second. I actually might be able to find it. Maybe.
Well,
possibly.
In the meantime, I just wanted to give a shout out to one of our advertisers, Tammy Brown. She has an article on page 23 about, you know, 5 reasons for life insurance. She has a Tammy Brown agency located in Canton, and she's also really active. She's the president of the local Chicks for Charity Women's Life Group, and they are having an event Thursday, June 16th from 4:30 to 6 p.m. at the Open Door Ministry. So they're going to help sort and pass out food to local families that are in need. And that was Thursday, June 16th at Open Door Ministry from 4:30 to 6. And then afterwards, the women are all going to go over to Rose's Restaurant and eat as a group. So it's always nice. It's a really nice women's group that helps out local charities in the community.
Awesome. The address for that is actually the Brownstown Recreation Center, and it's 21311 Telegraph. So it'll be in Brownstown.
Oh, okay, thank you. Okay.
It's a one-day event from 10:30 to 5:30, and I know we'll be advertising it in the guide, so there will definitely be more about it. And then also for July, I will actually be interviewing the show runner. Showrunner. Her name is Nancy, and she's actually the one who puts all of this together and offers a lot of classes. So,
okay.
Nancy will. She's one of our writers as well. She writes in the guide every month. So, so make sure to listen to that next month because she'll be live for an In Touch interview and talking all about upcoming classes and so forth. So, I wanted to talk about one of the articles that I read, which was Listen to Your Gut by John Cicculli. And if I said it wrong, I'm so sorry. but I liked his article, Listen to Your Gut, on page 10, because I think a lot of people forget that, what you put in your stomach is really.
Right.
And on top of it, I think that a lot of people also forget that a lot of the bacteria, a lot of, first of all, your immune system happens to be in your stomach, which he does talk about. But the other thing is a lot of times when you get sick, that is where the bacteria is kind of sticking, is in your, with your immune system in your stomach. And I think people always forget that, that you have to be cautious what you eat, and you have to pay more attention to what you're putting in your body because you can be making yourself sick on any level, whether it's diabetes or high blood pressure or literally you just got a common cold.
Yeah, it's so true.
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to mention that because I thought that was a really neat article and everybody should take a look at it. Now, I know you mentioned the Body, Mind, Spirit Expo at the end of the month. Will you be at that one, Mary Beth?
I I'm really busy with soccer, so I don't think I'm going to be able to be at that one. But, I mean, it sounds like a really great event, and I wanted to for people to know about it. And
well, I know
if I can,
also,
I will be.
I know there's also the Gibraltar Holistic Festival going on June 24th, 25th, 26th. So this time of year is usually the time of year where we get everything. It's like from March to October. Everything's going on as far as events.
I was just going to say those same dates. One of our other advertisers, Patricia Farrow, is offering a retreat the 24th through the 26th. And you can contact her on her book, The Other Side of the Door. And she's having a retreat based on her book. And that's in Ypsilanti, Michigan. And again, that was Friday, June 24th through Sunday, June 26th. And the cost is $150. And you can contact her at 734-717-8384 or email her at patriciamfarrow@gmail.com. And it was an interesting article that was on page 25 of the guide of, you know, her book, The Other Side of the Door. And then she just talks about the shift that's happened and how meditation and spirituality is a daily topic. And, you know, if you look back just even to 2012, how far we've come and how much public acceptance of meditation and holistic health and everything, we've really had a shift toward more healthy and holistic living on a daily basis. And I love the quote she's got here from Jimi Hendrix. When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace. So I think that's a really awesome quote from Jimi Hendrix. So
yes, I agree. And I definitely wanted to mention the article in the back. It was page 36, I believe, and it's Keeping the Courtship in the Relationship, and this is by Reverend Lee Frazier. I really liked this article because it did talk about literally, you know, kind of keeping the juice, so to speak, in your relationship or your marriage. So, you know, I would definitely say for those people out there that are married or maybe in a relationship, take a look at this. It is something that comes up all the time. You know, we get, you know, stuck in those routines and those day-to-days, you know, work, children, you know, grocery shopping, doctor's appointments, all the things that we have to accomplish that we forget to kind of slow down and enjoy and to, you know, definitely keep the marriage interesting.
Well, date night helps, exactly.
Yes, it does. So I thought that was a beautifully written article. And for those of you guys out there that are married or in a relationship, maybe a long-term relationship, check that out. It's something that might help you or kind of throw some energy back at you. So take a look at that.
We can all use that, can't we?
Yes. I did like the crystal for the month, too. Did you happen to see that it's well, they say it's pink Andean opal, but it's pink opal.
Okay, yeah, I saw that.
Have you ever worked with opal before?
I haven't, no. Have you? What is the energy of pink opal?
It's either one of those things where you really connect with it or you really don't. I find with a lot of people who work with pink opal, it can either be very subtle and help them, and it's a very nurturing stone. But it has even though it has that soft, nurturing quality to it, it hits you with some deep energy as far as release, letting go, you know, overcoming emotional instability, things along those lines. So I find with those individuals, it can really help. And then other individuals, I find that they have to avoid it like the plague. I actually used to have a friend who could not even wear pink opals. She would just start crying every time she touched it. It was just too much energetically for her. So I find it's like one way or the other. Either people really like it or they really don't want to work with it. It just does not
connect
with
them. And I think that it's true of a lot of stones. You know, all of our biochemical makeup is completely unique to us. So one person's going to have a really positive, uplifting feeling from a stone, whereas sometimes it's overwhelming for another individual to hold that same stone. So just kind of I always hold the, you know, the different stones in my hand and how does it make me feel? And, you know, if it's really good or if I feel like the top of my head is coming off and I've got that buzzing feeling, that's not for me because I'm energetic enough.
The one thing I would say about opals, just from my experience, is be cautious because they do have a strong energy to themselves. All opals deal with emotional either balance or stability or release. Even opalite deals with that in some ways. So they're very emotional-based stones. Any opal is really going to make you deal with how you feel. So be cautious with that concept if you're not ready for it. Because I will tell you, you will definitely feel the difference and feel the change. I love opalite for women, for any women out there who are listening to this. Opalite is an awesome stone because it helps with mood swings. And it helps balance your emotions so you're not all over the map. You're not feeling like you're all over the map. And us women deal with that a lot. So opalite can help with that. But I thought that was an awesome stone to talk about. And, you know, I like pink opal. It's one of the ones that I play around with and I have. But just feel a little on the cautious side with it.
That makes me want to go get one now.
Well, when I know that you come into the same office as I do, so I have some in there. Go ahead, grab one.
All right, I'll check it out. I'll hold it in my hand and see how it reacts with me. And I wanted to mention on page 45, too, Penny had an article on the seven languages of love and how it relates to our different chakras from our root to our crown. And I just thought it was a really interesting article. It was from the book, The Five Love Languages, and it's just an interesting topic that was by Gary Chapman in 1995. But there's a little chart on the page, and it shows all your different chakras and, you know, how it relates to the love languages and the elements and the senses and the power. So it's just, it was really interesting article to check out. And that was on page 45.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we always suggest you read something that comes in from Penny.
Yeah, it's good stuff. You'll always learn something.
Yes. So was there any other advertisers or articles that you wanted to mention from the guide this month?
Well, David Zimmerman has ongoing classes. And he's just, I had him on as a guest on my radio show last month, and he's just a fascinating individual. He's an astrologer and a spiritual advisor, and he deals in esoteric psychology, in charts, and what he calls ray analysis. And he can be reached at 248-375-0909. To check out any upcoming classes that he's offering. But he's just, you know how people are good storytellers? When he teaches a class, it's just, you feel like you were there with him, you know, in the experience.
Yeah. I get to produce your show every month.
Right. Yes, you do.
I was there with you when you interviewed him, and he is a great storyteller. He has this way of speaking that makes you stay engaged, which is awesome because that's the way storytellers are supposed to be. You know, if you're telling a good story, your audience is riveted. But he has that way of doing that in a sense that not only are you riveted, but you're like, more, tell more.
Exactly. He's very good. So,
yes.
You know.
And his stories were fantastic as far as, you know, I know your topic that month was on angelic presences and talking about, you know, seeing them and feeling them and hearing them. And he had some very unique stories about when he was, you know, in the military and so forth, about, you know, seeing angelic presences or feeling them or having associations.
Or hearing them. Yeah, they actually talked to him and he obeyed, you know, what was told and it saved his life. So it's, you know, angelic intervention is definitely a powerful thing to experience. It is life-changing, definitely.
Yeah, so I definitely recommend anybody go back and listen to that show, you know, Mary Beth's show, The Healing Soul. You can go to bodymindspiritradio.com, click on host and go to The Healing Soul, and it will be in her archives, and take a look at that episode because it was awesome to hear him speak. So, and I know you mentioned possibly bringing him back on in the future, too.
Yeah, and different topics, because he lectures just like I do, and he has a lot of similar topics that we, you know, spoke about at a astrology conference that we were at, and I'm like, oh, I'll definitely bring you back as a guest, because he's very informative, too. But I wanted to give a shout-out to another one of our advertisers, Amy Garber. She just had the Holistic Expo and Psychic Expo on the 4th and the 5th, and it's a lot of effort to put that on, and it was a wonderful event, and I was at and participated it. We did a crossing over, and I gave Reiki readings, but she just is a very, very good organizer, and Amy put on a really nice event to be in and to participate in. And the people that came really seemed to enjoy themselves, too.
Awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that. We're always glad when we hear about, you know, festivals that go really well or, you know, you have an awesome outcome.
Right, right. And you always meet people that, you know, you feel moved that you got to talk to them and that they needed to, you know, someone to talk to. And I'm sure you feel like that, too, giving readings and, you know, there's special moments out of each event that will stand out, sometimes forever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. You know, some things just stick out. You don't forget them. You know, some clients even stick out. I can tell you that I have lots of stories. You know, and I think that's a good thing. You know, you're a reader. You know that as well, that, you know, we tend to stack up the memories, stack up the stories, stack up the influences. And that's not a bad thing. That just helps us evolve too.
Exactly. You know, I learn from everybody that I talk to, just like I hope they learn something from me too. It's just, some of them are life-changing for the people, and it really can make the reader grow, too, and be really special for being part of that. So it's very rewarding.
Yep, I agree. Well, before, I know that we're running out of time here, and I wanted to talk about a few new things going on with radio. So I definitely mentioned earlier in the show, Marianne Williamson was on. That rebroadcast will be on June 28th at 10 a.m. Yeah, you can go in and you can listen to the show and archive at any time. But if you want to listen to the live rebroadcast, then that's your opportunity to do so. Definitely check out her book, Tears to Triumph. And thank you so much, Marianne Williamson, for not only being on the show, but we were informed that the original date she was supposed to be on, which was June 2nd, she had an emergency and was unable to make it. And Barbara did an awesome job. She did what we called a pre-show because of it. And she was able to come back on and actually be a guest on June 9th. So we were grateful that not only was she safe, but she was still willing to come on another date. And because of that, she actually promoted our station through all of her networking channels. So
oh, wow.
Thank you so much, Marianne, for not only being a guest, and we're glad that everything's okay, but willing to share our station with all of your people and, you know, promoting Barbara's show and promoting the station. We greatly appreciate that you do that because we love having people like Marianne Williamson, but we also, you know, we're a global network in a small town in Michigan that, you know, we try to promote everyone, even the small, you know, business owners or the local voices and spokespersons and so forth. So thank you so much for that.
I just real quick wanted to mention the In Touch interview for the book Start Here with Eric Langsher. Mm-hmm. That will, you know, you can listen to that, and that's available. And Start Here talked about emotional fitness and little things that you can do every day. There was 9 components of action steps that you can incorporate and put into your life. And Start Here is also a New York Times bestseller, and it just came out. So definitely check that out. I had an opportunity to read the book, and it was very engaging and interesting. And it not only told you different methods to becoming more spiritual and emotionally fit, but at the end it put it all together, and it gives you like a weekly schedule on how to implement it into your life. So I just I thought it was very entertaining. So definitely check that out, too. And that was the In Touch interview this month with Eric Langsher for the book Start Here.
Yeah, so I definitely also want to mention our brand new show for the station. And this show is called Accident Angels Injury Consultant. It is a little bit of a different show on our network, and we seem to be pulling in different, which is awesome. But Accident Angels Injury Consultant is hosted by Renee Angel, and it's actually a twice-a-week show. So she hosts her show live every Monday and Thursday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. And her show is about auto insurance, no-fault laws, any motorcycle accidents, anything that has to do with car laws, truck law, you know, so forth and so on. And every Monday she has an attorney on, and every Thursday she does testimonials. So if you've been in an auto accident, or you're unsure of your insurance, or you have any questions or concerns, you can call in either Monday or Thursday of every single week, and you can talk to Renee Angel or her expert guest panel. It's a different show for our network, but we're proud to have them because Accident Angels is a company that really strives to help people who've been in these situations. These are the good guys. These are the good guys who tell you exactly what you should be doing and how you should be handling it. And these are the good guys who try to get you back up on your feet, you know, during something like this. So if you, whether you've had an accident 20 years ago or you're worried about your no-fault insurance, you know, call into the show, ask questions. Feel free to listen to all of them in archive. It's a different show than a lot of the ones that are on our network, but we stand behind what they're supporting, and we're glad to have them join the Body, Mind, Spirit Radio community. So thank you for coming on board, and welcome. Then I also just wanted to kind of mention, for those of you guys out there, we are an online-based network, and we are a worldwide network. And I know Mary Beth will stand behind me in saying the fact that we're actually bringing on a lot of new hosts and a lot of new guests moving into July and August. So if you're listening right now and you want your own radio show, now is the time to get in. Now is the time to email Body Mind Spirit, radio at bodymindspiritguide.com and get a hold of the station, get a hold of me to get your spot. We actually are starting to really fill up and really fill out, and we're really excited to do that.
Yeah, it's exciting that, you know, we're getting, you know, national and global attention for the magazine and for, you know, for the radio. So, you know, with the radio, it, you know, you can listen to it many times, and people do go back and listen to it, you know, the online. And, you know, if you have an ad in the guide too, that's available hard copy and online. So we have a huge national and global reach. So for not a lot of money, you're getting a huge return on your investment. So if anyone is interested in an ad, they can email or call me for an ad, and I'd love to, you know, sit down and see what I could do for you. My number is 734-890-8581. But it is an exciting time to be a part of and be included in the Body, Mind, Spirit Guide radio and in our magazine, because we are getting so much positive attention. So I just, when you're doing good things and helping the community and being holistic, I really think that all of our positive energy is going out and more people are aware. Don't you agree with that, Courtney?
Oh, yeah, I totally agree. You know, the guide allows, you know, a lot of information to get out, and that's why we publish it each month. And we have to give a lot of credit to Penny and Mel who put this
magazine together.
Well,
I was going to say that, yes, they do a fantastic job. You know, they are
together every month, and they get it out. And awesome, you know, to them and you as well, Mary Beth, because you're helping advertisers connect with the guide. So kudos to the three of you for making this publication what it is. You know,
and kudos to you. The four of us are working together, and it's awesome to be part of, you know, this team.
Mm-hmm. And with radio, if you're looking for a global connection, then that's definitely the way to go. You know, we're proud of what we do, but check out the guide. We publish it in 1,400 locations in Southeast Michigan. So if you're Michigan-based, you can actually pick up a guide at a lot of the local health food stores, libraries, metaphysical businesses. However, if you're listening to the show and you are out of state, you have two different options. We actually have a subscription list where you can give us a call or email us, and we can actually set you up with a subscription at a low cost, and the magazine will be delivered to your home every single month. Or you can go online at bodymindspiritguide.com, and you can read it for free in a PDF format. So we definitely have some options for those of you guys who are out of state or out of country. Also, dig through our Body, Mind, Spirit Guide page. A lot of our advertisers and so forth post local events, classes, lectures. If you're looking to connect with, you know, any of those individuals, there's a lot of information on there as well. If you'd like to listen to any more of our radio shows, you can go to bodymindspiritradio.com. If you take a look at our website, we're doing a lot of changes. First off, every single show has its own fan club now. So definitely join the fan clubs for the shows. Let the hosts know what you're thinking. If there's a particular topic you would like them to talk about, you can also connect with them if you would like to be a guest on their show and maybe talk to them personally about making that happen. So the fan club is a new feature, and it offers a lot of opportunities to tell us and the host what you're thinking and your comments and opinions and so forth. All of the shows are now on the website. So that is actually a new awesome feature that we have, where all of our shows that are have not even aired live yet are on the website. So you can take a look at all the upcoming shows on the show page under the show tab and take a look at, you know, their upcoming topics and so forth and so on. We also have a featured guest page now. So if you have a guest on, if there was a guest on any of the shows, that page will show you, you know, the guests and which hosts have recently had some amazing guests. So take a look at that. So we're doing a lot of changes to the website, but we're really proud and we're working hard. So to make this, you know, our station more accessible, to get feedback and so forth. So definitely check out all of that. And then also remember, all of our shows go into archive indefinitely, so you can listen to any host shows at any point in time. So lastly, I know we have about 10 minutes in the show, and I know Mary Beth will join me in on this topic. One of the things I wanted to mention was the summer solstice is coming up. And it's taking place on June 20th this year. It's usually either the 20th or the 21st, but it happens to fall on a Monday. But it also happens to fall underneath a full moon and three planetary alignments.
Wow. Talk about energy.
Yes. So there will be three planets alive in the sky that night that are aligning right up. And I believe, I might be mistaken, so don't quote me on this. I believe two of them are Mars and Jupiter, but I'm not quite sure. I just know that there will be three that are completely lined up. But we're also looking at a full moon, and we're looking at the summer solstice. So this is a day of, like, jam-packed energy. Like,
I'm going to be putting my crystals in the moonlight.
Yes, so what I wanted to let everybody know is the summer solstice, for those of you guys who do not know what it is the longest day of the year. We have the most light, so the sun probably won't set that evening until closer to 10 o'clock. It is the longest day of the year. Historically, we usually, if you're into the pagan or Wiccan culture, we use that as a day of manifestation, positive light, you know, that God is in his reign of power, so to speak. For those who are Catholic, Christian, or other faiths, it's a day of you know, God shining his light upon the earth and so forth. So it doesn't matter which religion you practice or preach. As a spiritualist, most of you guys out there probably have stones, crystals, jewelry. Stick it in the sunlight and then stick them in the moonlight. It is a great day for manifestation, so get your candle kits. Get your local candles that you want to burn. Have some fun with it. But one of the things that I want to mention is all of these advertisers, all of these businesses and the guides, they can help you with all of that. All of our radio hosts who own businesses or practices, get a reading that day. Be a holistic practitioner. Support a local business in spiritualism. It's going to be a powerful day. There's a lot of energy to it, and I guarantee you will enjoy it. But if by chance you don't have the time to do that day, then at least take 5 minutes and do some meditation because you want to soak up the energy on June 20th. So
that would be a great day to do an affirmation too.
Yes, it'll be a wonderful day. I'm really kind of looking forward to it, especially because the following day happens to be my birthday. So I will be ringing in my birthday with a full moon, a summer solstice, and a three planetary alignment.
How perfect is that? It's going to be a lucky year for you. A lot of big things, right?
So I'm looking forward to it, but I just wanted to throw it out there for anybody who is listening. You know, get your kits, get your stones. You know, call a psychic, book a reading, you know, get everything lined up and so forth. So, to have fun that day. I know it's a Monday, but you know what? It's an awesome day to get some things done and to receive a healing or a Reiki session or any of that, you know, and like I said, I know Mary Beth, you agree with me.
Oh, definitely. For affirmations, you know, or you could say an affirmation for the rest of the year that you want to call to yourself. I'm writing my next book, so I feel like putting my manuscript literally in the sun and in the moon and doing a positive affirmation over it because it's such a powerful day. And it can be an affirmation for whatever your life goal is or what you want to call to your life. It would be a definitely powerful day to put out to the universe what you want to come back into your life. So
it's one of those days where You know, most of us know underneath the full moon to do a big manifestation. You know, I want to achieve such and such today. That day will be a day to throw out all this, you know, throw it all on the table, so to speak. You know, I know Mary Beth, you're intuitive, and so am I. So, you know, we understand that energy, and we both work with stones and crystals, and you know, I work with candles and so forth, and within our businesses, you know, we'll probably have like our stones out in the yard, and
definitely.
No, we'll be lighting our candles and throwing all of our manifestations out there. But for those of you right now, you know, me and Mary Beth understand this because we both have clientele we work with, even with the guide and outside of the guide. You know, there's individuals out there right now who are going, I need money, or I need a new job, or, you know, I want love in my life, or, you know, I want this, or I want that, or, you know, I need to let go of trauma and grief and so forth. Do it all that day. Whether you write it, you burn it, you bless a candle with it, you use a crystal for it. Stock up and throw it all out there that day. It's going to be a really powerful day. And then you got to remember the full moon falls in on the 20th, but it's not going to start dissipating, you know, until the 22nd. So for those of you guys who are feeling that energy on the 20th, you're still going to get it on the 21st, 22nd, probably into the 23rd. So
you're going to have an awesome birthday.
You know,
weeks from today, right?
I'm sorry?
It's a week from today then, isn't it?
Yep.
Your birthday. So happy birthday early. You can, like, have a birthday week.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Yeah, the funny thing about it is for anybody out there in numerology, I'm actually I'm working with a lady right now to bring on a numerology show for Taurus Station, which would be really awesome. And I'm really hoping she comes on in August. But she actually asked me what my birthday was, and when I told her, she laughed so hard. She was like, holy crap. She goes, and then everything for you is a nine. It's a 9 year. It's a 9th birthday. Your age is going to be a number 9. She's like, everything's a 9. She's like, you might want to, like, hide that day.
Oh,
like, that's probably why I haven't really told anybody my birthday's coming up.
For people that don't know, tell them what numerology, what 9 means.
So 9 is one of the most spiritualist numbers. It is a number of spirituality and high intuition. Those who deal with 9 years tend to there's a couple different approaches. And you have to understand from a numerology perspective, every numerologist is going to give you a different interpretation of a number. But from my experience, 9s are all about intuition, intuition development. But those who deal with a 9 year, which we are in a 9 year, right now, Mary Beth, we're all in a 9 year.
Right.
I just
have
to have my everything fall on a 9 with me with my birth date as well. So even though the world is dealing with a 9 year, you will have a personal year number as well. So even though it's a 9 year, you might also be in a 7 year specifically.
Right.
But for those who are dealing as a 9 year, which is all of us, you know, you have to look at the broader spectrum that everything that happens this year, everything you're going through this year has a higher purpose.
You're going to grow, right?
You'll grow
and expand this year.
It's also a very karmatic year. I find that a lot of people are dealing with karma in the sense of life lessons. You're either learning the life lesson or it's repeating itself to get the point across. So, you know, I've heard somebody tell me a few weeks ago that they feel like everything's catching up to them. And I was like, yeah. I was like, that's a 9 year for you. Everything just kind of rushes up. So, but it's a very interesting year. And the fact that we're in such a spiritual, intuitive year, and then to have this on one of the long, you know, on the longest day of the year. So this is a jam-packed year. Really, it is for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So, but to close out the show, I want to wish everybody a happy June. Stay warm. Get out there, go swimming. Go to a spiritual festival. Enjoy. If you have any questions about the guide, get a hold of us at bodymindspiritradio.com or bodymindspiritradio.com. Live.com. Is there anything you wanted to add, Mary Beth?
I just want to say enjoy summer and slow down and relax and enjoy, you know, one of our Michigan parks. And if you've got animals, take your dogs or your kids. And, you know, just enjoy the parks. We go to Kensington all the time in the summer and just relax and slow down because we have this brief little warm period, so we should all enjoy it.
Yes, definitely. Well, we will talk to you guys live the second Tuesday of July. And like I said, if you have any questions or you want to give us some feedback, get a hold of us. And until next time, enjoy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.